Summer at the Castle Cafe, written by Donna Ashcroft and read by Ellie Hayden.
Chapter 1. Alice Appleton glanced out of Castle Cafe's front windows as she assembled a chocolate and strawberry gelato that would rival any from Sicily, despite being made in a small seaside town near Dorset. Bright sunshine shone onto the cafe's patio outside and sparkled on the sea beyond. Alice skimmed the stunning view and her eyes caught on a blue rowing boat bobbing on the water. Her stomach rolled, so she looked away, adding a layer of chocolate sprinkles to her scrumptious creation and wiping down the work surfaces. She polished the fingerprints off the cappuccino machine so it gleamed, before heading out from behind the counter. Alice had worked in the Castle Cafe since she moved to the area 4 months before, and the sunny room still made her smile. The walls had recently been painted a fresh cream and were decorated with an eclectic mixture of art from the local gallery. Vases filled with pink geraniums sat on the tables, and Ella Fitzgerald played on a record player perched on the corner of a counter that displayed a mouth-watering selection of cakes. The cafe had been built inside the ground floor of one of the castle's original turrets, and a cosy extension provided plenty of space for holidaymakers to sit. The upper levels of Cove Castle housed a restored chapel, a gift shop, and the owner's offices and living quarters, including a large library that tourists came from far and wide to visit. A few years earlier, the previous owner had added a restaurant that opened in the afternoons and evenings for those who wanted more than hot drinks and cakes. On colder days, the locals and tourists headed for the restaurant. But today the sun shone, so the cafe had filled before midday and the room buzzed with voices. On her usual mission to serve as many customers in as little time as possible, Alice sped between the tables, heading for the back of the cafe where the tourist she'd named Sir Crankster sat reading a newspaper. She gripped her tray tightly as she dodged a toddler playing with a doll on the floor. As she did so, her foot caught on someone's handbag and she tripped, hands flailing as the ice cream on her tray leapt off with a flip worthy of an Olympic gymnast. "Perfect," she groaned as the dessert somersaulted and landed in a nil-point mess on the floor, firing an impressive splat onto Sir Crankster's jacket. The man rose slowly from the chair and stared at the mess, watching the milky gloop drip to the floor. "You idiot," he squawked, making everyone in the small cafe fall silent. Even the flower in the vase on his table seemed to wilt.
"I'm so sorry,"
Alice went red and frowned at the floor, which now looked reminiscent of a child's finger painting.
"I tripped."
She wiped her suddenly damp hands on her white frilly apron, avoiding looking at the crimson-faced man as she knelt to pick up the pieces of broken glass, feeling her entire body flush. 6 months ago, she'd have served a dozen customers, balancing a tray of desserts in one hand and pirouetting her way around the tables. These days, her grace seemed to have deserted her.
"Excuses," spat the man. "This isn't what I expect from a reputable cafe. You'd be better suited to a truck stop on the M5.
Alice
tried to smile as she framed an apology.
"Don't you flutter those eyelashes at me, young woman. A pretty face isn't going to get you out of this mess. This jacket is new and you've ruined it. I'm going to complain to the management."
Alice nodded her agreement as her boss, Kath Lacey, appeared from the back with a dustpan and a mop. Kath's red curls shone in the afternoon sunlight, and her permanent smile had moved up a couple of watts.
"I'm so sorry," Kath said, reaching down to pull Alice up from the floor with one hand before placing herself between the two of them.
The gesture was sweet, but embarrassing. At 28, Kath was only 2 years her senior, yet she behaved like her mother.
"If you come into the kitchen, we'll sort out your jacket."
Kath pushed Alice further behind her, handing her the mop and bucket as she manoeuvred the customer efficiently towards the back of the cafe.